Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where do you come from, exactly?
Here's what I tell everyone.
All right, we're waiting. Tell us, too.
Okay. I was born by God's dear grace.
We all were, absolutely.
In an extraordinary place.
I think I know where he's going with this, fellas. I think.
With the stars and stripes.
All right.
And the eagle flies.
Eagles flying, stars and stripes are whipping in the wind.
Big old land with
you. Beautiful, beautiful day. Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Breaking news today as we take to the airwaves, a new inflation number for June, 9.1%, highest in 41 years. Let's go, Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe. Hard to believe, but true. And by the way, that number is easily double digits in North Dakota because of our heavy reliance on energy in the ag industry. So it's a higher number. Without question, and because of ag and energy, and that's just a fact, Jack. It is.
Yeah, it's Minnesota too. I mean, look at bacon. Pick a thing, you know.
Well, I'm kind of curious, by the way, what were you noticing it the most? You know, if it's something just sort of shocks you to the core, let us know. Would you 701-258-0550, Bismarck Mandan, the mothership, flagship. Legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, the Flag Radio Network. That's East and West, AM 1100, the Flag, FM 92.3 in the Valley, and FM 92.7 and AM 1090 out there at Boomin to the Bakken, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga. And, of course, our good friends on the Western Edge, KLTC. Did you hear Joe Biden call that reporter Jack yesterday when he dared to? Things were not good yesterday for the Biden folks. I mean, it was like meltdown city. New York Times poll said Democrats don't want him to run again. The first lady had to apologize. My favorite is he's in Israel trying to repair the relationship with the United States and Israel. I think Donald Trump took it to a whole new level. If anything needed to be repaired, it would be from him dealing with Iran, the biggest threat to Israel. So, you know, clean up your own mess there, Joe. My gosh. And then have you heard about this, guys? COVID must be back because Tony Fauci's talking about masks. Oh. Mask. He's talking about masks again. Kev. Yeah. And I was waiting for Kevin's Tony Fauci impression.
Rob, if we do see a significant surge, particularly one that might result and increase hospitalizations, we have to be prepared to pivot and perhaps reinstitute some of those restrictions.
Reinstitute.
We're going to hear about mass mail ballots.
Yeah, there you go, folks.
She was out with Jesse Waters last night.
Biden's already talking about the next pandemic. And by the way, lest you have any concerns over, you know, do masks work or not, there's a new study from the Brownstone Institute compared Fargo Public Schools and West Fargo Public Schools, one with a mask mandate, which like mandatory, you must, near universal compliance was their deal, with West Fargo, where it was voluntary, and they estimate about 5% of students in West Fargo, zero difference in the amount of COVID cases.
There you go.
I mean, literally, what was it, like 5.1% to 5.3%.
But if we do see a surge, we're going to need to, you know, address that accordingly.
So both schools on an equal playing field. Results nearly the same. 5.1% of West Fargo students tested positive without a mask mandate. 5.3% of Fargo students tested positive with a mask mandate. So that study's been done. They actually call this the best mask study yet, and it was right here in North Dakota. So, Tony Fauci, enough already with you. But here's Joe Biden getting a little testy over those poll numbers yesterday.
Democrats who don't want you to run again.
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
Ring
don't.
The polls.
Read the polls, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024. 92%
said if I did, they'd vote for me.
Primary voters want a different nominee. Two-thirds. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
Yeah.
Yes.
He swept his grandchildren, but other than that, I mean, like.
This is CNN happy talk, by the way. Yeah, he's got his grandkids, but.
Put down the bong.
Yeah. Put down what?
John Kennedy has it.
You ought to put down the bong.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nobody wants to vote for.
And
I don't think that reporter's name was not Jack.
I'm guessing not, Todd. I can't.
Hey, Jack, it might have been.
I cannot confirm.
It wouldn't sound so. Take the polls there, Corn Pop.
I can't quite confirm or deny. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Question of the day. I've got a couple of them. One, where are you feeling the pinch the most? What is the oh wow you're seeing every day in the direct impacts from inflation where you live here in the northern plains of America? And then remember, Friday we're at the Red River Valley Fair. 10 best days of summer are on. They're having the Heroes Day today. They're having a Heroes Parade. Neil McCoy concert is free with a gate admission. There's just a lot to love today at the fair, including a parade of heroes, literally a parade, and the salute to heroes at 7 before the concert. So pretty darn cool at the Red River Valley Fair. But Senator Kramer and I are going to be there. Where at the fair should we go? Where at the fair should we go? Answer that question and or call with your answer. Same thing on the question of where inflation is hitting your family the most. Mark in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. 800, here's the telephone number now, 800-228-0550. Text the question of the day, answers to 701-237-1590. Mark, what's on your mind?
The good ship America is plowing through troubled waters. Waters of red ink. And the captain, Biden, is asleep. And suddenly we strike multiple icebergs, COVID-19, inflation, open border, closed pipeline. So the captain wakes up and immediately comes up with a brilliant plan. He says, oh, look at all this red ink in the ship. Tell you what we'll do. We'll just blow the bottom out of the ship to get rid of that red ink. And that's what he's doing.
How is he doing it, Mark?
Printing money. You can't print all that money and not expect it to have an inflationary effect.
So wait a minute. The iceberg then is sort of like him creating an iceberg for the ship to hit.
And then he forgot about it. He's riding around on the where the band usually plays. He's riding around on his bicycle, and you know, and while once they wake him up, and you know he. Just says, let's just blow the bottom out of the ship and let all the red ink out.
And you know, these are forgetting, though. I mean, you're forgetting.
We're going through an incredible transition.
It's an incredible transition. So,
right.
You're along for the ride. Yeah, just go down with it.
Yeah, be happy with it. By the way, he is in Israel now, then going to Saudi Arabia. You know what his protocol is on the trip? Due to COVID, he's not shaking hands. I'm not kidding you.
Well, he shook one hand.
Well, nobody wants to shake his hand anyway.
Right. Exactly. That's what I thought exactly.
Before he left,
that's the rationale, you know?
I saw him at the White House yesterday shaking the hand of nobody. He's like literally reached out to shake somebody's hand. It was thin air.
You know why he falls off his bicycle?
What happened there?
You know why he falls off his bicycle? He's unbalanced.
Mark, you're a fountain of wisdom today. Thank you very much. Let's go to Fergus Falls and Kevin today. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Where to go at the fair?
Yeah.
Right next to Joel Heitkamp.
Who?
Joel Heitkamp.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. Hype?
I know a Jason Heitkamp. Hype camp, yeah.
In the legislature. What would be the purpose of such an exercise, Kevin?
Well, they're a how do you say it, a opposed radio station compared to yours?
Diametrically opposed.
I see.
So we could maybe get a debate going.
You're saying,
lightning to strike, or what do we do?
Left versus right.
A little call out here and there.
Here's the deal, Kevin. This is we are blessed to have the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Okay, and generally speaking, you do not want to lend your microphone to someone that then would be utilizing or benefit from your audience. So I understand the sentiment of your suggestion, but I don't think that's going to make the cut.
Well, so we'd like to actually build our audience, and that wouldn't actually accumulate any. There's nothing to gain from over there. So
I will say this.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it very much. I will say this. I've offered opportunities to the particular individual you're mentioning to do various things where you even get on a stage somewhere, go to some events, and have a friendly conversation. It doesn't have to be a full-blown debate, but just have an airing of differences. And the aforementioned individual is not interested in doing such things. So we tried, actually.
What's
in some
afraid of?
Way, shape, or form. I don't know that he's afraid. I just think he doesn't want to do it.
He is.
I guess. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. But anyway, appreciate the calls. More welcome. 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
The 10 best days of summer are near. The Red River Valley Fair is bringing good times, delicious food, and great music to Fargo this year. Make sure you bring your appetite. From funnel cakes, cheese curds, and waffles to their famous foot-long corn dogs, you'll have so many delicious options. Plus daily events like Swifty Swine Pig Races and Goat Mountain. Head to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets before prices go up. You won't want to miss out on all the fun at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind, powered by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Next week is Cookfest week. These are legendary. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council will join us a little later on to talk about Trenton, North Dakota on Tuesday next week. The Fishing Derby at Fort Bears in Newtown on Wednesday next week. and we're going to take a vet fishing. A couple of vets, actually. Looking forward to that. Then Thursday, White Shield, North Dakota. If you're listening to me right now in Bismarck or Minot, the surrounding area, no excuse not to be in White Shield, North Dakota to take in that Cook Fest. First, it's the information session at 2. Then it's the actual barbecue and all the fun at the Cook Fest, so it's so darn fun. When you talk about a state impact of, you know, north of $40 billion, 60,000 jobs, wages paid of like $4.5 billion, you know, it's pretty incredible what oil and gas does to touch every corner of North Dakota. Water projects, roads, bridges, education. It is true. Find out more about all that. The latest numbers at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities.
You were out yesterday, Scott. There was a meeting, actually. I don't know if you got the word, but decided Todd and I are going to cover the Cook Fest, apparently.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Bill Parker will be confused because he said this was my fat thing. Up for winter tour.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
every year, I have to sit here and listen to all the great food and all the great talk.
Well, come along.
All right, then. That's all I needed to hear.
Come along.
Okay.
Greg Kelly will be here at the bottom of the hour. He's going to update us on his effort to expose. Are you ready for this?
Love Greg Kelly.
He's the best. He's at an all-new time now on Newsmax, 9 o'clock.
Yep.
He's just one of the best. So Greg is going to be here. I sent him a text last night because he did an incredible thing where he called the Bellingham, Washington tip line, the police tip line, and he said, say, you got some work to do because there is a sex seminar for kids that's being held in your town. Let me repeat that, a sex seminar for kids. And I forget if it's mayor or somebody of prominence, or no, it's somebody on the school board that's actually doing it. Somebody on the school board who owns some sex shop. Can't make it up.
Oh, no.
We're also going to talk with Mark Fries today, an attorney and former police officer, serves as the treasurer for New Approach North Dakota. That's the name you come up with when you're trying to tell people legalizing marijuana would be a good idea. New Approach North Dakota. Yes. Yes, let's go for a new approach. 70% of our listeners said, bad idea. So we'll see what their efforts are coming along there. Then the big question for you today on the program, how much land is Bill Gates actually buying in North Dakota? How much land is he buying in the U.S.? North Dakota's land auctioneer, America's land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer, is here to explain. It might not be quite as much as you think, actually, but looking forward to that chat with Kevin coming up later on. You watch him, hear him. On the America's Land Auctioneer program on all of these radio stations that you're listening to right now, plus WDAY. 100-year-old WDAY. So all that coming up on the program. Texture says, a shank for my air seater was $99 last spring. This spring it was $298. Did you just hear that, folks?
That's what, 10%, right? 9%?
200% increase.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a shank for his air seater, $99 last spring. This spring, $298, a 200% increase. What in the world?
You can go across the, I mean, and there's some things less and some things more, but let's look at gas. Look at the price of proteins, beef, all of it.
Can't make
crazy.
This up. Can't make it up. Texture says, please encourage fairgoers to stop by the Gideons and get a free Bible.
Ooh.
They are warriors.
Awesome.
They are taking the word of the Lord and the Bible seriously by saying we must evangelize. We've got to spread the word here a little bit. Those Gideons are just tireless. Absolutely tireless. And they're always at fair and other things as well. Texture says, we do not want that psycho Bill Gates anywhere in North Dakota. I imagine it's at the behest of our liberal governor. But we don't need the dark tentacles of people like that reaching into our lives. We're going to talk about that. Another texture says, I beg to differ on your Newsmax best host. Greg Kelly is great, but Rob Schmidt is the best. Ah, they're all good.
Love Rob Schmidt, too.
I do, too. And now Greta Van Susteren is there as well.
I like Stinchfield, too. He's good.
He is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they got a great lineup. They really do. It reminds me of Fox when Fox was Fox.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
There you go.
You know? Remember that well. Telephone number is 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening today. It's 800-228-0550. Question of the day, where are you getting hurt the worst with this 9.1% inflation nationally, double digits in North Dakota because of the ag and energy reliance in our state? Where are you feeling it the worst? Text an answer to that, or where should we be at the fair? Where at the fair on Friday with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall should we be? Let us know. Text 701-237-1590. Texter says, set up at the fair wherever the deep-fried Oreos are being served. Ever had those guys, Todd?
Oh,
I've
yeah.
had them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
had them at the state fair. They're solid.
And deep-fried yeah. Twinkies?
You ever had the deep-fried Snicker bar with ice cream? That's at the Minnesota State Fair. But, yeah, oh, my gosh. They deep-fry a Snicker bar and then load ice cream over the top of it. It's amazing.
Take the senator to the dunking booth, says another.
Oh, bada boom!
Bada boom! We'll be here all week. Texter says, as a small business owner, price increases across the board have had a huge impact on business expenses, including, obviously, the price of gas, since I commute over 40 miles one way to work. Gas prices decreased here to $4.49 this week, and it's hard to celebrate that decrease. Yeah, no kidding. Woo! Down to $4.49. Meanwhile, if we just get out of the way of the oil and gas industry, we'd have more American supply. The price would come down. It's simple supply and demand. It's just awful. Texas says groceries and gas are number one. I was shocked to see the car wash we use jump $4 in a week for washing. Interesting. Car wash, $4 in a week. Now, what would that be? What would be the reason behind that? Maybe some of the chemicals they're using to clean the car. Water doesn't cost any more. Labor probably costs more. I don't know. I'd ask, though, on the car wash. Texter says, hey, we all know what apparently is going to happen as we get closer to the midterms. Monkeypox is amping up as well. Monkeypox.
It's a fever and a rash. Be afraid.
Texter says, things are expensive. 80-20 hamburger is $8.49 for a pound and a half in Watford City. It's where we were yesterday. Junior in Fargo, what's on your mind? You got a half a minute. Go.
Hey, we got to pass this marijuana thing. You know, there's a lot of things else going on in this world that are way worse than that. Seriously. I mean, we got alcoholics and other issues and heroin overdoses, but nobody's ever died from smoking too much weed. Goodbye.
So add one more to the list of your long line of concerns. Logic doesn't really compute there for me, but appreciate the call. We're going to talk about that later on the program today. Find out where the signatures are at and hear the perspective of the, are you ready for this? New approach, North Dakota. Legalized marijuana. Speed trap on Cheyenne by I-94, says a texter. I guess we're supposed to alert. I'm thinking just go the speed limit. Then you won't have to worry about that at all. But anyway, speed trap on Cheyenne by I-94 from a listener that is worried about you getting a ticket. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres at a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in the United States reached 9.1% in June. It's the highest rate in nearly 41 years. The Consumer Price Index's report for June was higher than May's annual rate, and that one led to the Fed's raising interest rates. Stock futures turned negative after the release of the data. Twitter has sued Elon Musk over his attempt to walk away from the $44 billion takeover bid. Twitter is demanding he buy the company. The suit filed in Delaware Tuesday comes days after Mr. Musk moved to terminate the acquisition, saying Twitter was in material breach of multiple provisions of the merger agreement. About 4,000 beagle dogs will be in need of new homes as rescuers remove them from a Virginia breeding facility. Envigo raises beagles for medical research purposes. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
She knows is driving a cool rig from our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's what I think Kenny Chesney meant to say, wasn't it, guys? Single owner, special today, 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT. I'm guessing they sold this new, so it's local. And a single owner vehicle, just like this one here, Ecotec 3.6. No, Ecotec 3, 6.2 liter V8 with 89,236 miles. Nothing for a rig like that. Exterior silver with black interior. All the features like leather appointed seat trim, leather wrapped heating steering wheel, block heater, and more. You got to see this one in person and just to see it yourself close up. 37,000 normal price on that. Now just 36,000 bucks. Save over $1,000 if you tell me you heard it right here on What's on Your Mind. Greg Kelly, in just a moment from Newsmax, talk about an effort he's undertaken to expose a sex seminar for kids in Washington State. What in the world is this all about? You can't even believe it. Next hour, Ron Ness will be here to update the latest on the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. They're back next week. Trend, North Dakota, Tuesday. Fishing Derby in Newtown on Wednesday. Thursday, White Shield, North Dakota. Get it fun or what? Mark Fries, an attorney and former police officer with the group, get ready for it, New Approach North Dakota. They have signatures on the ballot. They hope. I don't know if they've all been counted yet, but they're there to legalize cannabis for adults in North Dakota. Pot. Just call it what it is, can't we, guys? How much land is Bill Gates actually buying in North Dakota? How much land is he buying in the U.S.? It might be less than you think. I mean, some would say 1 acre is too much, but want to get a perspective on it from America's land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer. He'll be here coming up on the program as well. Do we have Greg Kelly yet, Daniel? Yeah.
How much would you guess the acreage that Bill Gates owns? Do you know?
I think it's like 1% in the U.S.
242,000 acres, approximately. That's we're going to do some searches.
How many total acres are there?
9+ million.
Yeah.
So
do the math for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my point, I guess. Now, I want to know what he wants to do with it. I would guess he's going to say it's a good investment. How do you prove that?
That's what he is saying. I'm sorry, 915 million acres.
Do the math on that. We got.
I will.
We got some decimals there that are going to have to be there with 000 behind.
I will do it.
All right. Let's listen to this. This is a call to a tip line from a friend of ours here.
This is the Bellingham Police anonymous tip line. If you are reporting an in progress crime or require immediate police assistance, please hang up and call 911. If you are reporting a tip or suspicious activity, leave a message.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options. Hey, hello. So you got somebody named Jen Mason who's on the school board there. She's got a sex shop called the Wink Wink Shop, and that's fine, but she's going to have a bunch of kids in there for some sort of crazy freak sexual awareness thing. You know, everything's okay once you're 18, but this is expressly for children ages like 11, 12, and 13. I think that's a big problem. If you want, I can give you more information. Give me a call at...
Yeah, good idea. Greg Kelly from Newsmax joins us now. Welcome back to the program, Greg. How the heck are you?
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot. Yeah, I made a call last night. I made one mistake, though. The children who are invited to this seminar are as young as 9.
Oh.
And, you know, look, quite frankly, I thought that'd be kind of an interesting thing to do on television, but it also... I think, quite frankly, I felt compelled to do it. You know, one of the frustrations of being in media, you see it all the time, you know, we get outraged and then we move on. We're constantly moving on, looking for the next thing. It's a limitation of the forum sometimes, the format, and I like to follow up. I like to occasionally try to instigate real-world change. I didn't go into media to change the world. I didn't. I'm an observer. I'm curious. But, you know, when kids are involved, and you have a deviant person encouraging sexualized behavior in children. It just, I think law enforcement needs to be called. And anyway, thanks for running that. Thanks for noticing.
No, I'm so glad you did it. And sadly, you know, this has kind of become today's liberal Democratic Party. These people, I mean, this what happened to the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I have no idea. I really, it's totally bizarre. There are a couple of things that came together. By the way, you can see this kind of stuff. I had the Newsmax show, as you know, at 10 o'clock Eastern. Now I guess that's 9 o'clock where you guys are. Hey, by the way, I can tell you what Democrats have wrought. I'm in the heart of New York City, the heart of it right now. It's actually right, in mild traffic. It's a pleasant day. I took a cab, but I walked yesterday. I was accosted by 3 homeless people. We did not have that under Republican rule. New York City was run by Republicans for 20 years. They were the greatest years of this city's life. Now we're back to Democrats, and I tell you, you can see it everywhere you go. Their mentality, their approach, it's a direct correlation. This city, if you're listening, if you're thinking about coming to New York to see a show, my message to you, don't. Come, please, don't come. It's not worth it.
Oh, that's so awful. It's just unbelievable. And some other big cities are worse. My daughter lives in San Francisco. Her boyfriend's in New York. She's like, Dad, you can't believe it, but San Francisco's even worse. I mean, they got signs on every street corner saying smash and grabs are the thing here, so don't leave anything in your car. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted at why there aren't more Democrats calling some of this stuff out. Why are they silent? Because that to me says they're complicit in this stuff, you know. And I'm dying to know who else is going to join you in this effort against the Bellingham, Washington, you know, sex shop. Wink, wink. I mean, this is not normal, for crying out loud. Somebody should, the police department should be calling you back saying 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids in a sex shop getting, quote-unquote, you know, a sex seminar? Disgusting. This shouldn't be hard.
It should have, I'm going to give them a chance. Look, it was a tip line. They say they don't. They check it once every 24 hours. So we'll see. And by the way, I even pointed out, look, you want to have a sex shop? You want to sell things to adults? Fine. It's a free country. You can do that stuff. But to have this in such an environment, and you may have heard what's in there, you know, all kinds of toys, imagery, underwear, that kind of thing. Children should not be around it. Yes, why are people not speaking out? Well, I know they're speaking out to each other, not publicly. There's a lot of fear out there. Cancel culture. You know, we're having a really foolish conversation about race in America to avoid having a serious, consequential one. There are things to be said right now about race. Fortunately, I'm in a place that, well, I can say them, discuss them. This is a place where Barack Obama, believe it or not, was 14 years ago. This is how he charmed half of America, even more. It's how he won. He said things like, look, we got a real problem in the African-American community with an absence of fathers. He said they were MIA. He said they were AWOL, and we need to do something about it. Now, he got hit by the left real hard. Jesse Jackson literally threatened to castrate him. So he never said those kinds of things because the woke left did not want to hear it. But he was right then. It's just too bad. It's one of the tragedies of the Obama administration that he really ultimately only cared about himself.
And by the way, you do such a great job of unpacking these tough issues on your show. And also just, you know, unearthing clips and things that cause us to go, wow, remember that? Remember that? I mean, I see things on your show I see on no other shows. A lot of times in the old cable news worlds, it's same story pounded home, just somebody else saying it, right? Everything's been said, but not everybody said it. And yours is different. I love it, and I love the new time, honestly, because I'm too busy still at 6 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock. I'm kind of ready for, you know, shut things down. And the great thing about Newsmax, the app, the website, Roku, you can watch it on your schedule. So remember that, folks. Every single day, I really love it, Greg. You're doing a great job with the show, and I love Newsmax and the energy that's happening there. It reminds me of Fox when Fox was Fox, and they aren't anymore. So keep cranking.
So kind of you. I will. You know, it's not big corporate media. We got one guy in charge, Chris Ruddy. Not a multinational corporation. It's one guy, and he's given us this incredible platform. So I'm very grateful. And by the way, the new time spot, 9 o'clock where you guys are, 10 o'clock for me. To be honest, it's a hell of a lot better for my lifestyle. I thought I would hate it. I love it. Gives me a little bit more time to fight the fake news and, quite frankly, exercise, because I've gained a hell of a lot of weight and I would really like to lose it by the end of the year.
Well, I think we all would. I hear you. I got to ask you about the new inflation number, 9.1%, highest in 41 years in June. Just so you know, Joe Biden's not worried about it. He said, it's unacceptably high. It's also out of date. You know, June, well, that was lovely, ancient history. Energy alone comprised nearly half of the monthly increase in inflation, he said. So the data to date does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. This Yahoo is cheerleading gas going from, you know, 550 average to 510, 520. I mean, you can't even make it up. What do you make of this?
Well, it's an astonishing number. It really is. 9.1, just to see it, 9.1%. And his pathetic spinning, you know, what comes through, he has no respect for us. Joe Biden is an arrogant, nasty person. He doesn't respect us. He thinks we actually rely on him. We're going to believe him. No, we've all grown up, and we know, we have evidence that he is a pathological liar. Now, the first time I became acquainted with Joe Biden, I was in college. It was 1987, and he just got busted for plagiarizing speeches and, you know, hectoring that guy in New Hampshire, lying about his educational background. I mean, everything he said was a lie, and he was caught. He was caught by then the mainstream media, which really was so much more fair than it is today. So it's astonishing. It's sad. It's a matter of time, though. I don't know if you saw the other day. I really do believe, and I actually have some pretty reliable sources indicating that he has got to resign in 2023. He knows it. They're talking to Kamala Harris, trying to extract a promise from her not to run for president. But in all likelihood, she will be president, and Joe Biden will have to resign. It's going to happen sometime next year.
Ugh. Only have 30 seconds left.
That's frightening.
I want to ask you, Newsmax colleague Dick Morris is saying he's got the scoop that Trump's running in 2024. Do you think he is?
Oh, I do. I think he's already running, and I think what's happening right now, people are getting spooked. They shouldn't be. This is they're terrified of Trump coming back, and that's why all this hyperbole and hype, oh, he's this existential threat. It's nonsense. Look at compare his presidency. You know, sure, the angry tweets, the yelling and the screaming sometimes, but in so many ways, he was a traditional, dignified president. You got to look at what he did. I hope he comes back. I loved his policies. I also loved his style, quite frankly. I miss him, and I think Dick is right.
You do a good impression, by the way. Fake news of Donald Trump.
You guys are great. You guys are terrific for putting that out. And I like what you're doing on this radio station.
Keep fighting fake news. Watch it, folks. Greg Kelly on Newsmax, 9 o'clock Central. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012,
offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new HEI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Valley City Swedish meatballs or lasagna today off exit 292. Country Fried Steak and Harwood off I-29. 12th Avenue, Salisbury Steak. Meatloaf in Glendon, Salisbury Steak in Euland, Tater Tot Hot Fish done on 45th. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You ready? Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Buy any two fresh baked cookies today and get one free. I said it. Free. Gotta love it. 11 before the top of the hour. Josh Hawley, a senator from Missouri, was questioning a professor. This is sort of where I'm going with Greg Kelly. Where is the Democratic Party sort of, I don't know, smart center? Is there a center of the Democratic Party that says, okay, do you realize how we are shoving people over the cliff here with some of this nonsense. And this professor would be like Exhibit A. What was the hearing about, Kevin?
I think it has to do with this trying to, you know, get Roe v. Wade.
Okay.
Federalized. The Senate is having a deal, and this gal is a professor at Berkeley.
Oh, there's a shock.
So that'll tell you enough.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We should recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important.
Because of my line of questioning?
Because
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm
it's
denying that
dangerous.
Trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking
you?
About women
Are you?
Having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
So you're denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this? Where
no,
they're
allowed
that they're
to
opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Oh, my God.
I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot.
I know.
This is shame.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
What is she? Could she be any more condescending? You're talking to the United States Senator in a hearing there, but people who have a capacity for pregnancy. This is what we've come to. And by the way, it is the United States of America. If someone decides that they are not what they were biologically born to be, they have that right and they have that option.
Well, that's what's missing in that whole line of questioning. Play that last question again.
I asked you if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't.
See, now, she should have said, do you believe that transgender men can get pregnant? His answer would be yes, because they're biological women.
Yeah.
They're missing all of that context and all of that, you know, well, a biological man, of course, but I want her to answer, do you think a biological man who is a trans woman can get pregnant? And when she says yes, then you know the crazy meter is just broken.
Well, just talk.
Because that's what we're talking
about. Just speak English. And where are the Democrats that say, this is our party? This
right.
is what we've become?
Exactly.
Come on.
Look, that's exactly what they've become.
I believe that there are a lot of good Democrats out there. Salt of the earth people that have voted Democrat their entire life. A North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Eastern Montana kind of Democrat that doesn't believe this garbage. That understands that. And by the way, back to my point on it being America. If someone chooses this lifestyle, they choose this lifestyle. It is the United States. Doesn't mean that I have to sit there and say this is wonderful and all mom and apple pie. And hey, I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm going to not say that women are the only ones that can get pregnant. I'm going to say whoever has a capacity for pregnancy. Come on, you don't now. And the idea that somehow he, by asking why I thought were very reasonable questions, trying to understand the core of this right that she's proposing, is the reason people choose to commit suicide. Look, people commit suicide for all kinds of reasons.
No question.
Generally, they are related to mental health.
Yep.
And I don't believe that comes from somebody's questioning. I believe that comes from whatever place they find themselves in life causes them to have some mental health issues. It's sad. It's tragic. It's horrible. It's awful. I've had friends do it. You sit there and say, why? What happened? What is the deal?
Well, lots of things. Sure.
But the idea that a U.S. senator asking a couple of questions in a Senate hearing is going to cause people to commit suicide, this is insane.
My point is that he needs to be specific and get context to those questions and get her to answer it then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. But my point is he's not the bad guy here. I mean,
my point is that if he asks those questions the way they should be asked and she answers them at crazy level, then he proves it even more.
She did answer at crazy level, and I don't know that he did anything wrong. But I hear you. You could clarify here or there, but it's just outrageous. This way of thinking is just outrageous. Texture says, our dry ice machines, we were talking about inflation, pain points. You ready for this? Dry ice machine. What do you think they cost? Used to cost $48,000. What do you think they cost now?
Oh, I don't even...
$68,000 for a dry ice machine. Now, what are they using a dry ice machine for, I wonder?
Making dry ice, I'm guessing.
I'm wondering what...
obvious answer.
Right.
I'll be here all week.
I'm just wondering, you know, like, why do you have a dry ice machine other than to make dry ice and then what do you use for? I'm just kind of curious. I don't know.
Packing, mostly.
Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council talks Cookfest next.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
6818.